Page 20. Reading. Exercise C. Read the short biography. What effect did Beethoven's personality have on his life?
A passionate genius. Born in 1770 in Bonn, Germany, Ludwig van Beethoven started playing the piano before he was 4 years old. Clearly gifted, he had already composed his first piece of music by the time he was 12. When Beethoven was just 16, he went to study in Vienna, Austria, then the center of European cultural life and home to the most brilliant musicians and composers of the period. Beethoven proved to be both a gifted pianist and an imaginative composer. He went on to create his own unique sound and melodies loved by millions. Beethoven is remembered not only for his great genius, but also for his strong and difficult personality. In one infamous incident, Beethoven became so annoyed with a waiter that he emptied a plate of food over the man's head. He could also be quite egotistical, saying once, "There are and will be thousands of princes. There is only one Beethoven." During concerts, if people talked while he was performing, he would stop and walk out. Despite this type of behavior, many in musical and aristocratic circles admired Beethoven, and music lovers were always Beethoven's greatest supporters. This fact did not prevent him from losing his temper with one or another of them. However, because of his talent, Beethoven's friends always forgave his insults and moody temperament. In addition to being difficult, Beethoven was also well known for his eccentric behavior. He had the odd habit of putting his head in cold water before he composed any music. He often walked through the streets of Vienna muttering to himself and stamping his feet. He completely neglected his personal appearance. He had wild hair, and his clothes would get so dirty that his friends would come during the night and replace his old clothes with new ones. What amazed his friends was that he never noticed the difference. Beethoven wrote two famous works, Moonlight Sonata and Für Elise, for two different women he loved. He was almost always passionately in love, often with a woman who was already married or engaged. Although Beethoven asked several women to marry him, they all rejected him. The most tragic aspect of Beethoven's life was his gradual loss of hearing, beginning in his late 20s until he became completely deaf in his 40s. However, even as his hearing grew worse, Beethoven continued to be energetic and productive. His creative activity remained intense, and audiences were deeply touched by his music. In 1826, Beethoven held his last public performance of his famous Ninth Symphony. By this time, the composer was completely deaf. When he was turned around so he could see the roaring applause that he could not hear, Beethoven began to cry. Beethoven died in Vienna at age 57. 1 out of 10 people who lived in Vienna came to his funeral, and millions of people all over the world have been enjoying his music ever since.